Say somebody's retired from working in some big company, then it can be very disorienting because they don't know what to do now. Till now I was working and then somebody tell me, do this, do that. Now what do I do? Yes. But there is the nature of the mind that it needs to be engaged. And more often than not, and especially in the congestion stage, the mind is usually not self-motivated. That means I need some spur, some push, some target which has to be given by someone other than me. So to be self-motivated is not very easy. And that's why when there is no external pressure, then it is very difficult to commit oneself. Now if, say there is an educational system where there is absolutely no exam at all, then, you know, you may say the students will have no tension, but the students will have no impetus to study also. Communism in one sense was like that. Everybody will get the same reward, no matter how much work you do. But the people started thinking, why should we work at all? So then it led to dysfunctionality. So we have to find out that if I don't have any external motivation now, then I have to create self-motivation. Or I have to come with a group of people who will give me some motivation. So Srila Prabhupada says that generally it is very difficult to give up something unless we get something better. So if I give up one job, why would I give up that job unless I'm getting a better job? But when we come to retirement, we may feel, okay, I work so hard, now it's my time to relax. But then the point is that during our relaxation time, the mind works overtime. And the mind, this is a problem, this is like this. And the mind can make us miserable. So therefore, we may have to find some solid engagements for ourselves. So in the spiritual understanding of life, the retired order and thereafter the renounced order, these are meant for more focused connection with Krishna. We did our responsibilities in this world and now we can connect with Krishna. So we have a thriving community here. There are many services in the temple. If you associate with the devotees regularly and based on your inspiration, your inclination, you can take up some solid service which will engage the mind and will give us a sense of fulfillment. Yes, I'm not just retired. I'm doing something constructive. So, on a moment-to-moment basis, it is the mind's ups and downs will be there. But if we have some overall goal, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. So it can be educational. We have study courses there. You can study the scriptures and learn the Bhagavad Gita, learn the various courses. Or you can come and take up some responsibilities in the temple. Or whoever is there, who is retired, if there are no external agencies creating goals for us, then we have to create them for ourselves. And we may have to take help from someone so that we create it. We say, now is the time for me to rest. But we live in a very passionate world. And having lived for many years in a passionate world, our mind is still passionate. So even if we feel I want to rest now, the mind will not want to rest. And then, at that time, the mind starts going into negativity. If I am not doing anything constructive, and the mind starts doing something destructive. The mind will start finding faults with this person. This is like this. So you start finding faults with people around us, with the world around us. So better we engage ourselves in something constructive. Okay?